The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa. That's right.
Yes, it is. It is the Joe and Anthony Show live on Shyampa Radio. Hello, we are back after we've taken our little siesta. Siesta La Key. And this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 205 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Thursday, March 5th, 2020. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us now, dammit. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, hey. Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
Hey, Joe, can you turn your microphone up a little bit?
Hello. There you hi. Go.
Oh, yes.
Well, okay. I just wasn't speaking in the right spot.
Okay. You got it, Anthony. You Thanks. Got it, Joe.
Okay.
Well, we just found out that Ezel is in the chat room.
Ezel, welcome. I'm glad you can join us. I wasn't sure. I forgot to text you, and I wasn't sure if you'd be able to make it or not. So.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome. Oh no, I didn't want to do that. I'm looking for something else. Yes. Yes, I'm incredibly in a very alternate state right now. So, I am. It's kind of fun.
Well, then,
so.
How has your day or week been, Anthony?
Well, I'm sunburned because I spent too much time out in the sun today without putting enough sunscreen on. So, so my legs are bright red. I look like a lobster. I'm also tired because cumulatively since Monday, I've gotten about 15 hours of sleep.
Yikes.
Yeah, this class schedule thing is this semester is killing me, and now I'm having to do work twice. I have to do my labs virtually, and then I have to go in and do them physically. So
it's ridiculous.
So I have to do the lab twice and find the time and really the desire to do it because I'm so tired. It's like even if I had the time right now, it's Thursday. Yeah, right. It's Thursday. And I'm done. I'm ready to go to bed. And I'm like, if you all hear me snoring, just poke me. But that's what happens. But the semester will be over in May, so I just have to hang on for a few more months. And this coronavirus shit is ridiculous. I am sorry. There are people walking around with damn face masks on. Stores are sold out of hand sanitizer. I mean, seriously.
And
I mean,
toilet paper in some places.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously. I mean, more people have died from the flu alone this year. Just this year.
Well, now, because of the deaths in China and Italy and other places, it now has surpassed the fatality rate of flu.
Has it? Last I heard, it was 3,000.
Well, when you start to think about it in terms of numbers,
well, but that's the thing. I think I know, but the thing is we're still only looking at 3,000 deaths so far this year. We've had, I think, it was 25,000 deaths from the flu in 2020 alone.
But see, here's the thing, though. This new case here in Illinois is from a 20-year-old that came from Italy.
Okay.
I guess he was infected there. But who knows how many people he interacted with.
Yeah, and I guess, and the other thing is it just seems like another one of those things that if you're relatively healthy, you're fine. If you're compromised, if you're ill, if you have a deficiency, if you're elderly,
here's the thing, though.
Then it can become an issue.
The fear and panic has already set in.
Yeah, it has, and that's crazy.
And now it is just thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
So, but here in Chicago,
yeah,
temperatures are pretty decently warm. It was like I saw the temperature at like 50.
Oh, nice!
It's currently looking at 50 as of 4:30 p.m. I don't want to hit the refresh button though.
It was very hot this afternoon. I'll tell you that much. In Florida, I think we were pushing 80 something.
Oh, we're down to 41.
Aw,
But it's Thursday in the Chicago studios, if anyone really gives a damn.
Taco Thursday in the Tampa studios. We had tacos delivered by Uber Eats. It was delicious.
Ooh, it was Pizza Thursday in the
Pizza
Chicago
Thursday.
Studios.
There you go. Yes. Pizza Thursday.
Leftover Pizza Thursday.
So let's, I think
we
we're...
have any voicemails?
No. No voicemails. Okay. No voicemails.
But our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and Ezel and myself and Anthony are all in there. And our phone lines are ready for you too by dialing 813-327-8566. And Anthony's weed corner is next.
I have a weed corner somewhere.
You need a bumper for your weed corner.
I do need a bumper. I mean, all I really have is the weed bong sound effect, and it really doesn't do me a whole lot of good. All right, so our first Weed Corner story comes from AJ Harrington at High Times about Georgia lawmakers pushing to recriminalize hemp. Under a bill approved on Tuesday by the Georgia House of Representatives, our Agricultural and Consumer Affairs Committee, anyone possessing green leafy hemp or transporting hemp plants would be required to carry paperwork proving that they are working for a licensed hemp business. Under House Bill 847, anyone without a license caught with less than 1 ounce of hemp plant material would be subject to punishment and up to 1 year in jail or a fine of $1,000, which is the same penalty as a misdemeanor for marijuana possession.
Wow.
Last year, the Georgia legislature legalized hemp agriculture, and since then, several cities and counties in the Atlanta metropolitan area have stopped making arrests for low-level marijuana offenses, citing the prohibitive cost of lab testing to distinguish hemp from marijuana. A lobbyist for the Georgia Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers said that if prosecutors and police want to enforce misdemeanor marijuana laws, they should have to bear the time and the expense of lab testing. So, and I think that's a good idea. So, yeah. This one happened a few weeks ago, but is still definitely something worth noting. This also comes from High Times by Thomas Edwards. Greg Robinson, an offensive lineman who played last season for the Cleveland Browns and fellow passengers, were charged with possession of marijuana with the intent to sell. ESPN reported that Robinson was driving from Los Angeles to Louisiana in a rented sport utility vehicle on Interstate 10 through a remote section of West Texas on Monday. When they passed a Border Patrol agent with a drug-sniffing dog, the dog detected the scent of marijuana. The agent radioed ahead to the patrol's checkpoint near Sierra Blanca, Texas, about 83 miles southeast of El Paso. Agents say they found 157 pounds, or 2,512 ounces, of weed in the rented vehicle that was carrying Robinson and two other passengers. In the subsequent inspection, the agents found several large duffel bags containing vacuum-sealed bags containing marijuana, as well as glass jars and packing equipment, along with $3,100 in cash. Robinson, a former top draft pick, may struggle to land a job next season, even if he escapes jail time, as the NFL has taken a strong stance against marijuana. And the most interesting part about it is the street value on that much marijuana he would have made playing like 15 minutes worth of football. Yeah.
Wow.
Or 45 minutes, something like that. Because it's under $1 million worth. So, yeah. And that's it for your weed corner. back to you, Joe, and your crazy whatever you got going on in your corner.
It's called the Joe's Thoughtless Corner.
The Joe's Thoughtless Corner.
So, Anthony, speaking of cannabis-related news, in a very interesting link from Black Club Chicago, we have four companies trying to open up dispensaries somewhat close to each other in the River North neighborhood. But Illinois rules say you cannot have dispensaries within 1,500 feet of each other. So I guess there's a Chicago City Council meeting tonight to discuss and approve one. But there's a lot of people out there, NIMBYs if you will, saying, oh, these dispensaries are going to bring traffic, late night traffic, same like the bars in the area, which I call a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, true.
You know, it's like people want to go to the damn dispensary, get their shit, and go home. They're not looking to, like, hang out.
Right? I don't hang out at the dispensary. I'm in and out. I mean,
are you going to sit at a bar and pop, like, 15 gummies and then try to drink? I don't think so.
No, but I'd sit at a bar, smoke a joint, and have a drink.
Well, yeah, but...
I would definitely do that. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Smoke, so...
Huh?
You're not allowed to smoke, so...
Well, then fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that here either anymore.
Another dispensary wants to open near an addiction treatment center in the West Loop, and everybody's against that.
Yeah.
You know, what am I?
Yeah, I don't see the conflict of interest here at all.
No.
No, not at all.
No. It's not going to play well with our word of the show, which is coming up next. You ready for it? Here it comes. Okay, folks, it's time for our word of the show. Last week, our word of the show was faff, whose definition is to waste time without accomplishing.
I see.
And now, this week's word is... Ta-da! Rectitudinous. And rectitudinous is an adjective, which is characterized by the quality of being honest and morally correct. For example, XX.
XX. Like the little story you left out? Did you accidentally skip that? Oh, look, we got laughter. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy, Roger. Why don't you just go ahead and take it away?
Wow, I'm Minerva the Doof.
No, oh no, no. Wow, it's me, Betty. Wait a minute.
No, 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 no. It's me, Roger, the quote-unquote other lovable artificial personality unit.
Oh, bloody hell. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip-pip and absinthe for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Thursday, March 5th, 2020, and it is National Absinthe Day, National Cheese Doodle Day, National Hospitalist Day, and my personal favorite, National Multiple Personality Day. Wow. Well, Minerva Patoof, our local hospitalist, is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky cheesy doodle that stimulates a rather cheesy spinning wheel. Yes, yes, Minerva, calm down, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Anyway, take it away, guys.
Thanks, Roger. Tonight I'm enjoying the new sweaty ball sack flavor from Paul and Stan's ice cream, available exclusively at your local neighborhood dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff.
Wow.
All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and give that wheel a pull? And let's...
What are we going to have tonight?
Going to have the crazy wheel, as expected. You can't hear the crazy wheel?
Nope.
Really? Huh.
Nope.
Can you hear the background music?
Nope. I can hear you, and that's it.
Really? Interesting. Huh. Huh. Interesting. I see that. Okay, well, I guess we'll just... So you hear no background music.
I hear nothing but you.
You hear nothing but me. That's it.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just have to go on with our news stories. As long as you hear me, and we'll just have to move on, and hopefully we'll get this figured out for you. All right, our random news story of the night comes from Huffington Post about a 36-year-old woman who still can't seem to get adulting right. 36-year-old woman from Ohio was arrested last week when she repeatedly called 911 to complain that her parents had cut off her cell phone service. Officials in Stark County, Ohio, arrested Selena Jackson, Selene of Jackson Township after she called the Regional Emergency Dispatch Center demanding that police come to her house. Authorities did not note what phone Selena used to make the calls, but dispatchers told her to call 911 only if there was an actual emergency. She called back 2 hours later, insisting that she felt a lack of a working phone was a legitimate emergency. Yeah, she was belligerent during her calls to the point that officers decided to arrest her on charges of disrupting public services, a fourth-degree felony. Yeah, Selene appeared in court on Friday and was released after posting $2,500 bond, according to Cleveland TV station WEWS TV. She was listed as a licensed realtor. They say authorities have not said why her parents shut off her phone in the first place, and her next scheduled court date is February 27th. That's it. Back to you, Betty.
That's pretty fucked up. I'm sorry. I have Isn't to it? Have a commentary, but why? Why don't you have your own damn phone?
No, I completely agree. I completely agree.
You're a licensed real estate person. You would think... anyways, Betty, just take it.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Wow.
That's how we roll around here, folks.
That is how we roll around here.
Thanks, Betty. Before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chippa Skipper, it's time for your Chimpa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and breezy at 44 degrees. The humidity is at 53%. Winds are 23 out of the west, gusting to 37 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.92 inches. The dew point is at 28 degrees. The visibility is 10 miles. We've got a wind chill of 35, so it feels cold if you're into that sort of thing. But anyways, tonight, Thursday night, scattered rain and snow showers before 3 a.m. Then scattered snow showers between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. And it's going to be a blustery night. Ooh. Friday, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 38. Another super blustery day. Saturday, sunny with a high near 53. A gusty day, not as blustery. Sunday, sunny with a high near 61, and it'll be breezy. Monday, rain, cloudy with a high near 53. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 42. Wednesday, a chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 44. It's spring, folks, what can I say? And that's your Chicago weather, and now it's time for the news.
And now for the news.
Well, folks, we're off to the big races on this first story of the night. February 13th from our friends at UPI. A porcelain dish bought from a thrift store for $17 in 1982 was auctioned for... Oh, my goodness. What? Oh, my goodness.
What?
We're in a twilight zone of wrong storiness, folks.
Oh, no.
That's such a shame. But that's okay. We've got things going here.
We've got things going.
Police in Britain said officers responding to a report of a loose animal ended up chasing down a large pig running along a busy road.
Oh, my.
Northwest Leicestershire Police said that three officers responded Thursday when a member of the public called about 5:12 p.m. to report a large pig running loose in Whitwick. Can you imagine being that's the only fucking problem in your city was a fucking pig running loose?
I know, right? We got a pig on the loose.
There was some concern for the welfare of the pig, which might be involved in a road traffic collision, causing bacon for everyone, and Ooh. For drivers who also might be hurt in any collision, a police spokesman told Leicester Live. Police located the pig running in the road and were able to wrangle it into a nearby garden. The spokeswoman said a man who called to report his pig missing was contacted to come retrieve the animal
from
the garden. Come get your bacon, buddy.
Get your bacon.
They kept him in the garden until the owner showed up. He then took the pig away on a lead. The spokeswoman said, "We don't know if he just walked the pig home or someone came in a van to take him away. All we know is he went on his way safely." That's such a nice thing.
I see. Yeah,
we
right
like
now.
When things go safely.
That is nice. You know? That is nice. What something's wrong. Your script is all messed up, isn't it? Okay. So anyway.
Well, my next story seems to be fine, and my final story seems to be just fine too. So
okay,
something fucked up,
one.
And I didn't copy the right story. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. So Anthony, what's better than actually reading a book? Can you guess?
Having a chicken and a biscuit.
Well, Guinness World Records, according to UPI on February 28th, confirmed a New York State-based nonprofit broke a world record by assembling a line of books 3.81 miles long.
Wow.
The record-keeping organization said more than 150 volunteers from Freeport-based nonprofit The Book Fairies set up a line of 31,000 books winding through two connecting elementary schools in Wyandanch, for a total of distance of 3.81 miles. Guinness said the distance was sufficient to beat the previous record of a 2.6-mile line of books created in Illinois.
Wow.
It's truly exhilarating to know that it is official, Book Fairies founder Amy Zeslansky told the Long Island Press. We literally won by a mile and set an incredible new record with the help of our dedicated volunteers, partners, and sponsors. The books used in the record were donated to Wyandanch residents.
Lovely. All right, let's advance the track here.
Ooh, Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty. And I'm going to
step away. In the land of Lent, too, is the Fiddles McGinty diet. February 28th, also from our friends at UOPI, an Ohio man said he is going to give up solid food for Lent and switch to a beer-only diet. A beer-only diet?
Fart, fart, fart.
I agree completely.
Fart, fart, fart.
Totally, Roger, totally. So, anyways, Dell, who made headlines in 2019 when he lost 44 pounds in 46 days,
fart, fart, fart,
on his beer-only Lent diet, said he is planning to extend his fast to 50 days this year to set a world record for the beer diet. Dell, sales director for 50 West Brewing Company in Cincinnati, said he decided to extend the beer diet after hearing about another man who completed a beer-only Lent. I don't think the extra days are going to be a struggle. The hardest part is the first few days, Dell told the Cincinnati Inquirer. He said he is hoping to set an all-time world record, but he is not yet sure if the record will be recognized by Guinness World Records. You know, I just gotta say, though, it's like, if you're on a beer-only diet, I can only imagine what the fuck that's doing to your liver.
Right.
And the rest of your organs. It's like, yeah, you're not consuming any, like, fiber or anything. You're just drinking beer.
Beer. Beer.
You know, but I mean, shit, if that's what your goal in life, you know, that's the thing.
What you got. Our goal in life is 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining. We are running so far ahead of schedule right now. It is absolutely ridiculous.
You know, we can keep the Fiddles McGinty music on and just talk about the state of things. It's been a rough year already, and it's been a rough 2019.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like things are not going our ways, or if they are, they're just doing it in such strange fashions.
Everything just seems so disjointed.
Yeah, disjointed chickens, to say the least.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I've had a lot of good fried chicken. If you love a good fried chicken sandwich here in the city of Chicago, you gotta come to The Roost.
The Roost?
They have one by my house here in the Chicago studios, and they have another one in on Irving Park Road.
All right, that sounds kind of awesome.
Yale.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but... Man, what else? What are these? So the whole book line, though. I don't. I guess it's to try to get people to be interested in books. Is that what the whole thing is about? Because to me, it's like a waste of time and energy.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
yeah. That's kind of getting that interest in books is going to be very difficult.
And I mean, don't know, maybe interested in the covers, books, you know, and picking it up. But then, do you break the chain for your world record if you?
Well, I think after they stretch out the line of books, they can go ahead and put them away. I think after Guinness comes by and measures it, then they can put the books away. They don't.
I mean,
what
if somebody steps on some of these books or starts burning some of the books while they're not even looking? I mean, it is 3.81 miles.
Well, but where was it at, though? I mean, was it like in like downtown somewhere?
It was a New York thing, so.
You know, it could have been off in some, you know...
Wherever Wyandotte
You know, they probably have, like, five people that live in the town, and that's what they do. They make miles, they make lines of books.
Maybe all five of our listeners.
Yeah, it could be. Could be all of our five listeners come from why win a cracker.
Okay, Wyandotte is a hamlet and census-designated place, CDP, in the town of Babylon in Suffolk County, New York, United States. Its zip code is 11798. It has an area code of 631. here's the four questions that people ask. Is Wyandotte, New York, safe? Is Wyandotte a good place to live? What does Wyandotte mean? And what county is Wyandotte? It's like, really?
Huh. Is Wyandotte safe? What is the answers about Wyandotte?
Wyandotte
really
does have a rough reputation.
Oh my god!
Wyandotte Village itself is a nice and safe apartment complex.
Oh my!
The crime in Wyandotte.
We got 2 minutes.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
We have Chip Skipper on the other end here, giggling his little tushy off, because he is delivering important statistics about Wyandotte, New York.
Well, Wyandotte does have a rough reputation, folks.
Wow, so be careful when traveling to Wyandotte.
But if you're in the Wyandotte Village, which itself is a nice, safe apartment complex, and you're okay.
And is the Wyandotte Village in Wyandotte, or is it just by
Wyandotte? Now I'm starting to think that it's part of Long Island, because it's saying the crime in Wyandotte is higher than most other places on Long Island, but some people over-exaggerate it.
Well, then, you know, maybe it could have, you know, I guess you could always Google map it. I guess you could Googly map it. You'd have to spell it. I can't see it, because I've closed the news story since then. But anywho, so yeah, let's.
This is on Long Island.
Well, then somebody may have burnt the books. All right, folks, we'll have to close this breaking news. We may have burnt books to investigate. We'll be back later.
I smell smoke.
You smell smoke.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
He just rammed it up in there. I was like, holy shit,
wow,
dude.
Wow, that sounds... You know, why don't I have exciting evenings like that? Oh, hey, we're back.
Oh, shit.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part... Oh, wait, hold on. I got to advance the track. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part? This is what happens, folks, when we don't do a regular broadcast. We forget all the shit within 1 week. Do you want to be part of the disjointed Southern Fried Collusion Free GMO Loaded Experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This last week on This Way Out, Mayo Pete blows bows out. I thought he blew out, but that's besides the point. But still inspires. A gay astrologer charts the queer cosmos. Oh, astrologer charts the queer cosmos. LGBT free zones proliferate in Poland. Religious based bias and queer family rights are set to clash at the U.S. Supreme Court. Israel's High Court sanctions surrogacy for same gendered couples. Homophobic Croatians burn a gay family in effigy.
Wow.
Yeah, no, right? And Kenya and the UAE ban Bollywood's landmark gay boyfriend, Ron Kam. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the International LGBT Radio News Magazine. Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back after we reticulate our spines in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Hello! Hello!
4 by 12 o'clock. Hold your
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
We got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? In a deck of cards, the King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. Or how about Monopoly is the most played board game in the world? Did you know that the opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
It's time to play Sail of the Century. It's just
a matter of time before I leave this pickle-up zone.
I've become a pickle-up zone. I've become a pickle-up zone.
Yes, I've become a pickle-up zone. Yes, I've become a pickle-up zone.
What the hell was that shit? Joe, have you been hitting the bong again? Hey, Betty here. I've been programmed this time around to say you are listening to Cheyampa Radio. Tune in Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for your two favorite lovable stoner idiots, Joe and Anthony, as they do their live, The Joe and Anthony Show. Be sure to head on over to Cheyampa.com for other great programming too that we recast. on Shyampa Radio.
Hey, my name is Joe, and I'm one of the hosts of the Joe and Anthony Show here in Chicago on Shyampa Radio. This year, I've been spreading the love with a whole lot of laughs and getting to know the people that I make laugh. Next year, I hope to continue to do that same thing, giving you something fun to laugh about, because right now, this world needs a lot of laughter and love.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue some robotic thing.
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow. Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
Before we get to my crazy Florida news, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is currently overcast and 74 degrees. The humidity is at 88%. The dew point is at 70 degrees. And the visibility is 8 miles. Tonight, Thursday night, we have a 40% chance of showers before 1 in the morning, cloudy with a low around 62. On Friday, it will be cloudy through the mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 73. Friday night, we're going to get a little bit of a cold snap. It's going to be mostly cloudy and then becoming clear, and we're going to have a low around 44. Saturday will be sunny with a high near 65, but in the morning we'll be seeing wind chill values as low as 39 degrees. And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 72. That's it for your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Now time for your crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida news.
I gotta open my script here. The Bradenton Herald has our first crazy Florida news story of the night about a man who was a little too hangry while waiting in the drive-thru. 29-year-old man has been arrested after pulling a gun and threatening to shoot people after being honked at in a Burger King drive-thru in Manatee County. Marco was arrested just before 2 a.m. Sunday morning and charged with aggravated assault, carrying an unlicensed firearm, and properly exhibiting a firearm and resisting arrest. You highlighted honked at in a Burger King drive-thru.
I think that's a perfect show title.
All right, let's make that the show title. Marco was in the drive-thru lane when a woman pulled in behind him as the drive-thru lane was closing down for the night. She honked her horn once, according to deputies, to get Marco to pull out of the lane so she could get out as well, at which time Marco got out of his vehicle and began cursing at her. Marco then pulled a pistol from his waistband, waved it around, and said, "I'll kill anybody in here." The victim put her car in reverse and escaped the drive-thru lane and called 911. Deputies say they arrived to see Marco walking away from the restaurant and refused several orders to stop before being taken into custody. According to the report, they found him with a fully loaded pistol with one round in the chamber. Marco's bond is totaled at $11,700. He posted it and was released the following day.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? All right, our next news story comes from Local News 10 Miami and tells us about a man who was trying to play a little whack-a-mole on some demons. 911 calls began pouring in beginning around 2:30 in the afternoon for a Hala Gardens resident reporting that a man with a sledgehammer was destroying property throughout a neighborhood near Pirates Road. When deputies arrived, Raphael, 32, jumped into a canal. After a search, Raphael was located carrying a sledgehammer. He was ordered at gunpoint by Monroe County Sheriff's deputies to drop the sledgehammer and get on the ground. Sheriff's office said Raphael resisted arrest while he was being handcuffed. Police then stunned him with a taser. Raphael told police he had been drinking when someone gave him an unknown narcotic hallucinogenic. He said that after he took the drug, he began seeing demons. He told police that the demons ordered him to damage property and that he was trying to kill the demons with the sledgehammer. Police interviewed residents who reported the damage allegedly caused by Raphael. Residents said Raphael broke windows of nearby homes, a pickup truck door, a car window, a screen door, and damaged inside of his residence, a television, and multiple other objects. Raphael is being held in Monroe County Correctional Facility. Monroe County was very busy. Correctional facility and faces multiple charges of property damage greater than $1,000, burglary, and resisting arrest. He was denied bond. Hold on. I know, right? He was denied bond and has been ordered to appear in court on March 6th. Police did not report why or how long Raphael was living in the camper on Little Torch Key. Little Torch Key is an island in the lower Florida Keys. Route 1 crosses the key at about mile markers 28 and 29. All right, hold on a moment. We need to get a little refreshment here.
Ooh, refreshment before sexy.
Of course.
Ooh, DJ. Sexy.
You know that's right. Our final Florida story of the night comes from Fort Myers NBC Channel 2 News about a man who didn't want to be as sweet as his female companion wanted him to be. A woman told deputies that she came to Naples from Miami to meet up with an elderly man named Joshua, 71, who she met on a sugar daddy website. The woman said she was having trouble paying her rent and that Joshua agreed to help, giving her $400. She then reported that the two sat in the kitchen and ate, and that's when she said he got angry. She claimed that Joshua began getting aggressive with the victim, and the two ended up in the bedroom where he pointed a gun at her and demanded his money back for not providing services. She told deputies he ended up putting down the gun, but then picked up the knife and demanded $200 back. He tried to grab the phone from the woman's hand when she was calling her friend and hit her in the face with his elbow. The victim got away and ran down the street to meet her friend. The woman gave deputies video of the man admitting to the incident and said that she was angry he didn't apologize and wanted to press charges. Joshua told deputies he had met the victim on NaplesEscort.com and invited her over for a release. The two agreed on a price for services, but when the victim became bossy and did not perform the services they had agreed to, he picked up his handgun and demanded his money back. He said that he put the gun down, picked up a knife when he thought she may have had someone waiting outside to ambush him. The victim had cuts on her eyebrow, which were bleeding and swollen and smelled of alcohol. Joshua was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill, and battery, touch, or striking another against their will. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
I don't even know what the hell we should talk about today.
I have no clue either. I'm just out of it.
It's just, there's so many crazy things. It's like, you know, I see some people on Twitter, for instance, that go about life like as if nothing is wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, they make mention of, oh my God, there's like no hand sanitizer in the grocery stores.
Oh my goodness, I know, right?
Seems to be missing. Oh my God. And then, oh, I'm going to go get some kind of delicious snow cone. Or, I'm just like, it boggles me. It just boggles me. It's like, but at the end of the day, you all have to live your life, right?
No, that's true. Nope, we're getting a phone call.
Oh, we got a call. Yay!
Let me see if I remember how to answer this. Hold on.
Hold on, caller.
All right, caller, you're on the air.
Oh!
Sounds like he's Al. Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
How you doing?
Oh, man, we're rolling here. We're back in Armpit, Illinois, and glad to be back, boy.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, we went down, me and the gay people, we went down there to Texas. You know, that big state. Man, that's a big damn state, boy, I'll tell you.
It's a big state with a lot of nothing in it.
But you're right. A lot of, like, oil and some shit they pulling out of the ground there. But anyway, we went to check on some southern bees. I'm trying to diversify, you understand, with my bees. And I went down and looked at them. And they looked pretty good, but we didn't bring nothing back with us because it's still too cold. But anyway, I got to say, there was an unfortunate incident today.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, you know, about noon, it got real windy, and we were cruising down I-39 over there, about near Peoria, Illinois, and just cruising along. All of a sudden, you know them. Well, Joe, I know you don't drive much, but the state puts those like yellow barrels full of sand around pillars and shit on the expressway. Yeah. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. Here's one of them damn things rolling down the expressway. And,
poor old
Ezel, he couldn't make it. I gave it a little tap, and oh, man, it was empty. So apparently the sand went somewhere. Someone stole the sand.
Ezel, the clay people. The clay people are stealing the sand from the
barrels. Clay sand. They're clay and sand.
Damn, I never thought of that. Oh, them son of a bitch. You should have seen them in Texas trying to wear them spurs. Man, I'm telling you, what a bunch of goofballs. We had a good time. The only thing is you got to be careful because you know what? We left Illinois where, you know, it's perfectly legal in Illinois. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Oh, no, it's not very legal in Texas at all.
You got to, you just had a, man, I almost shit my door. You had that story about that guy in Texas with all that weed.
Absolutely.
And they just drove by and the damn dog sniffed them. Holy shit, you ain't safe nowhere, man, I'm telling you. That scared the shit out of me. I said, wow, but you know what? We're lucky we ain't get, it ain't old Lisa. It's them gay people. They don't know how to lay off that pipe. But anyway, so we had a good time, you know. Then it was, but I'll tell you what, if I was going to name a city, the Armpit of Illinois or the United States, is that St. Louis. Man, that place is fucked up.
I haven't been to St. Louis in a very long time.
Look, don't go there. I'm telling you. Don't go there. Everything's under construction. It's like they dropped a napalm bomb on all the roads over there. Man, it's terrible. And they got that graffiti shit all over the walls. Like, you know, and I'm looking everywhere. It's graffiti. I'm like, son of a bitch. You know, I'm probably somebody trying to paint it on the arches, too. You don't probably crawl up there. But boys.
I'm sure there's some up there somewhere.
I tried when I was there, and it was dead. It was not dead. It was canceled because it was bad weather.
Oh, man. Too bad. But anyway, I'm back, boys. You guys
Well, welcome back, Ezel. We're glad to have you back.
I've been gone for a week or so. Did you have a show last week?
No, we did not.
No, we didn't have a show last week.
You know what? Them damn clay people, they give me shit. They told me I missed the show, man.
No, they're lying to you. They're lying to you.
Gave up the show for Lent.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'll bet you that's it. But anyway, so, you know, you guys are back. We're cool. Everything's good. You know what? Stay mellow. Smoke it if you got it, boys.
That's what we try to do.
Yes. All right, Joe and Anthony, we'll see you guys later, man.
Thank you, Ezel.
All right, Ezel. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Thank you
and
for calling.
And even he knows ahead of time, too. That's
yeah, we're crazy. All... Yeah, we got another 5.5 minutes till the ugly lights come
so
on.
So if you want to give us a call, give us a call. 813-327-8566.
Or you're just going to listen to us just kind of blabber on about ridiculous, useless shit.
Here's the thing. You know, I did take some time yesterday to forget about coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever the fuck it is. And me and a friend went, finally got our dinner at Urban Belly.
Yeah.
I had a nice, what did I have? It was a ramen, not a ramen, it was a curry chicken. Really good, really good. Good
okay.
Curry. He had a ramen, I forget what it was, but it had a nice big egg, which if you poked it, it did ooze the yolk. So that was interesting.
Hmm.
The Togarashi fries. Oh, the Togarashi fries, they're the bomb.
Nice.
After that, we took a walk to Reckless Records. I picked up a jazz record, and I picked up kind of like the earlier Aliens movies for like $20.
Oh, well, there you go. That's good.
Yeah, it goes up to Aliens Resurrection, so 1997, which is fine, you know. I love seeing those movies. They're kind of cool to watch. They're kind of creepy, but they're still cool.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch them. I think they're creepy. I don't do creepy. Yeah. Creepy. I don't even know what our hashtags. What's Fernie? What's Fern? Fernie?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at our hashtags in plethora.
In plethora. I have no idea. I was looking at these hashtags, too, at one point. I'm like, What the fuck is that? Oh, Fernie.
Fernie. I don't know. What's Fernie?
It's short for furniture. Just like instead of saying ridiculous, you say redick.
I hate that. I hate it when people do that. That makes
so
me
Fernie.
So upset.
Fernie.
Fernie is furniture.
That his Fernie is so ridick.
Jesus.
But that's the language these days. You know, everything is shortened. Everything is quick.
Everything's ridiculous.
We can't. Everything is just ridic.
Get off my lawn.
Stop being ridic.
Euless.
So, that's society. That's life.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that is extremely scary is just people's level of panic. And the fact that, you know what, folks... Just wash your fucking hands.
Yeah, really.
Don't touch your face and then touch something else. And if you're sick with a fever and you got a sniffles and backache and
stay
all
home.
That nonsense, stay the fuck home. Don't go out. And don't hide the shit. And don't, you know, just don't.
I don't know. But
yeah.
People are and walking around with face masks.
Keep your snotty, sneezing... unkempt children at home. You know, hire someone for like an hour so that you can just take some peaceful you time. Like they used to in the old days.
There you go.
Now, you time. It's like the kids and the dog have to be everywhere.
Oh God, I know, right?
Especially
the family pets. The family pets, that's the thing. Well, it's always summertime here, so everyone has their comfort dogs with them.
I remember somewhere that I worked, some person always used to have a bird.
Oh my God. Like with them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Not an employee, a customer.
Oh, okay. That's still ridiculous.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, more power to them, right?
Yeah, right. I guess
it's
so.
Supposed to be an anything goes world.
That's what it sounds like.
Anything goes. Everything goes when anything goes. Now, I'm not saying that everything should be so clutch and tight, but there should be some kind of thought put into a lot of these things. Social media, I think, was poorly planned. It was all about marketing and money.
Yeah.
Instead, it's turned into divisiveness and cluelessness.
Pretty much.
And people that don't understand, and that makes them even more dangerous, which is the scary thing.
The thing is, though, is this phenomenon of people being stupid is not new.
No, it's not. But
social media just shows how stupid people really are.
Yeah.
And how ridiculous, how ridiculous they can be. How's that?
Well, I can proudly say I've been off of Facebook now for at least 2 months.
Congratulations.
I haven't looked back, and I really apologize, but I can't go back to it if I can't. Or if I do, it has to be a severely restricted account.
Okay. Well,
ooh, bless you. Pardon me, folks. That was a severely restricted burp. It's been a tough, tough year. I hate this year.
It's only February. No,
I don't hate this year.
March. It's March. It's only March. I don't hate the year too much. Not that much yet.
Oh, look. It's the ugly lights.
And the ugly lights have arrived. Oh, and I almost spilled my beer everywhere.
Oh.
Hey, folks. It looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there's a flock of chickens flying through the studio. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way. Like Joe.
Yes, look at those chickens. Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show here on Triumph Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hours, Saturdays at noon Eastern. Then, Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Then, Headphone Meditations, Saturdays at 7 p.m. New York time. And a whole lot more. Visit Triumph.org. For our complete broadcast schedule.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillain podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 8 to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Chiampa.org for more info.
You got it, Anthony.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added Technique Q audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to chiampa.org.
I hate it when all I have left of my Chex Mix is pretzels.
Aww. That's why you gotta force yourself to eat the pretzel more often than you do the other stuff.
I know.
But that sort of like defeats the purpose of why you want the other stuff first.
Right? I mean, I'm okay with the pretzel.
You already feel
salty. I mean, I'm kind of okay with the pretzel, but I'd rather have the, you know, the little triangular squares.
Why don't they have cinnamony, sugary pretzel? It could be a pretzel, but not salty. Just don't put the fucking salt on it. Do it like a cinnamon sugar or something.
I've seen that.
That would be tastier.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
We all have
even
one.
Even closing, we're like...
just run out of steam. I think we're both just exhausted.
Yeah, we're just like...
These past few weeks have been rough.
Yeah.
So, but we always want to put on quality programming.
Quality. And make sure, quality.
Quality radio programming. Yes.
You know, I listen to WFMT, the classical radio station, and that guy is a hoot.
Is he? That's good. Yes. That's funny. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll be back. Yes, check out our blog at chiampa.org. I don't think I remembered to update this thing, but hey, folks, remember, don't pop your girlfriend's $32,000 balloon with ribeyes you stuffed in your pants while climbing a radio tower with a machete with electrodes in your genitals. Why not? We'll repeat it from 2 weeks ago. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a whatever the fuck is coming up next with A for anus.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with Annie.
Whew. Play ball.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit Shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.